Hello everyone, I hope everyone listening to this podcast is doing well. Today I want to uncover a deep secret which most of the times is ignored by the people who participate in self-discovery. It is something that stands between you and the visibility of the inner light within. It is something that sticks to you, no matter where you are, what you do, or who you are. Traumas, wounds, fears, the other side of the light, the darkness, the main obstacle between you and unlimited success. But this darkness isn't born with you. It is created. It is developed. Unlike the light every child is born with, the darkness is the main thing that creeps, waits for an opportunity to grab a hold in your life. It comes in, like I said before, trauma. It comes in fear. It knows you will succeed. So it's there standing and it brings its hand up and it says, "No, you will not pass. I will not let you." And you will live the rest of your life remembering this fear, remembering this trauma, remembering this lost opportunity to success. But just like every bad story, there is a good part. There is a good story. How do you overcome these traumas, these fears, these bad experiences? How do you win? First, you have to acknowledge the fear. Everyone has fears and it's completely normal. Experiences happen and they are a part of your life. But you cannot let them decide who you are and what you can do. I want to give you a quick example. Let's imagine a caveman, a little boy. This boy and his parents were out hunting to find food. They went to a forest, and that's when it all started for the little boy. A wolf pack jumped out of nowhere from the bushes, attacked the parents, and the boy saw the poor parents get ripped, torn apart, and get eaten alive. The boy, he had to fight some of the wolves. He was crying. He ran away as fast as he could. He fell down multiple times, crying, remembering the traumas he just witnessed. This boy will never forget this day. This day will forever haunt him. But the boy didn't know that this was just a start. Every time the boy went past this forest, every time the boy saw the same trees, smelt the same air, heard the wolves, saw wolves, every time someone talked about the boy's parents, every time he got emotional, he would remember his parents, the way they died. This trauma would never let him have peace, and he lived every single day for the rest of his life remembering that day. It doesn't matter if he's 6 years old, 80, 40, 20 years old, he will remember this day as if he was a child. One day, this boy, which became a grown man, a strong, muscular man, 25 years old, at the peak of his strength, he went to the same forest. This time, he had armor. He had weapons. He was tall, let's say 190 centimeters. He was the same size as a gorilla. He was enormous. He could kill the wolves with his bare hands. But the moment he saw a wolf, he fought the wolf. He saw the wolf as if he was a child, with no armor, with no weapons. A desperate child finding help. The wolf attacked him, and the wolf killed him, as if he was nothing. The man had metal armor. He was ready, more than prepared, not to fight just one wolf, but the whole pack. But no, his fear got a hold of him, and it killed him. What I want to say from this? No matter how strong, how powerful you may become, the trauma will always be stronger than you. And until you acknowledge this, it will always be a barrier between you and the potential you have. This limit he had, he put on himself. And the reason he died was because he was afraid. Right, the sad story ended. Now let's get to the good part. How do we overcome our fear? How do we overcome these fears, these traumas, these horrible experiences that everyone has had? Everyone has had experience that doesn't let them grow out of it. Well, firstly, you have to be aware. Don't push it deep down. Something that is a part of you will always be a part of you. You give it the power to have influence over you. Let's imagine this. You have a child lives with you. You give this child everything it needs to survive. The same way you give fears, the power to survive. This child one day will look at you and say, "Get out of my house." Are you gonna let the child tell you what to do? You pay for this house, you pay for everything. You have to put the child in its spot, right? You have to tell it to shut up, or, well, you know, whatever way you teach a kid a lesson. You have to do the same thing with your traumas, your fears. They live in your house. You are giving them the power to influence you and not let you be happy and have peace. And with peace comes true understanding of who you are and your environment. And after you understand who you are and who your environment is, you know, self-discovery, you reach inner light. And that is when, well, it is when you're complete. So just to make a resume of what I just said, awareness is the first step. Be aware of your enemies, your friends, your environment. Be aware of your traumas, your fears. Acknowledge them. Know that they are against you. Don't hide, don't run. No, face to face. Say, "You are my fear. You are my trauma." And then you accept it. I accept that you are my trauma. Whatever has happened throughout my life that has led me to fear this trauma, I accept it. It already happened. It's gone now. Why is it still here haunting me? If it happened, let's say 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a couple months ago, why is it still here? Why is it haunting me the same way it haunted me that day? No, I will not let you anymore. Accept what has happened. And then that is when the healing process starts. Some things don't have to be forced, and healing is not forced. Healing happens naturally. But how does the healing phase come? Well, first, like I said, awareness, acceptance, and then the healing process will start naturally. Because there will be no more reason for you to suffer. If you are aware it happened, if you accept it, it's gone. Slowly, day by day, you will feel this fear having, you will feel this trauma having less power in your life, having less control on you. You will be in peace. And once you start being in peace, once you are in peace, you will find the beauties in life that will lead you to self-discovery, that will lead you to question who you are and why you're here. And then that is when you start seeking your inner light. And once you find your inner light, my friend, you will forever be happy, forever be in peace, and you will start helping others. For now, this is enough. We will get into more details. We will expand this very important episode, and we will talk more about this very sensitive topic, which once we get rid of, once we finish, there will be nothing standing in your way. There will be absolutely nothing. Thank you very much for listening to this episode, to this podcast. And remember, whatever is said in this podcast is nothing but the truth.